When I came into Christianity some 32 odd years ago now, the vogue was, in spiritual warfare terms, to be pulling down strongholds and being very vigorous and loud in spiritual warfare. As I've walked on with the Lord, I've seen that spiritual warfare isn't this at all. As I've said many times, spiritual warfare actually starts with me warring against myself, not against other people or things or principalities or powers. Because such is the nature of the enemy within me that I inherited from Adam, that's where the war starts. So I have learnt the hard way that people are not my enemies. I only have one enemy, and I hate him with the same malevolence that he hates me. So that makes everybody else my friend, because God is inclusive, not exclusive. What James says causes fights and wars amongst you: you kill and you covet, you have not, because you ask not. And when you ask for the wrong reason. Much of our time, you know, is spent warring, if not actively in our minds. It's in our minds, is spent arguing with other people and wanting to get the upper hand and trying to make things come out the way we want them. There is much to be said for a meek and quiet spirit that rests in the fact that he is in control. Rest, you know, in spiritual warfare terms, is a huge weapon. If you disagree with me and I won't fight you because I'm in a place of rest, the fight ceases. If you attack me and I won't retaliate, the weapons are dropped. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And that gospel of peace is between man and God. Job says, acquaint yourself with him, therefore, and be at peace. And to the extent that we are acquainted with him, we will be at peace and we will not fight. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I was weaned on the fact that the pulling down of strongholds was demonic. But if you read the context of what's being said, it's the strongholds in your mind. And whether we like it or not, beloved, we all have those strongholds. Our opinions, the way we look at things, the lenses through which we view life and people. So apt we are, you know, to take snapshots instead of a panoramic view of what's going on. If you take a snapshot, you're going to judge. If you take a snapshot, you're going to retaliate. You're going to be trigger happy, firing this way and that, defending yourself. There is much to be said in spiritual warfare for rest and peace, for not going out onto the battlefield until Father tells you to go out onto the battlefield, for not coming out of your strong tower, your place of refuge, until he says. Because when you come out then, your victory is absolutely assured. Because the Lord will fight for you. And you, beloved, well, you'll just hold your peace, won't you? So peace is the only thing that we have to do warfare for. Many of us live in a state of high alert. By that I mean we have free-floating anxiety about everything. We are trigger happy. We retaliate very swiftly. We react rather than responding. Our lives are lived on the knife edge of what's going to happen next, who's going to be next against me, and who am I going to have to defend myself against. Peace is a weapon. Let yourself be spoken about. Allow yourself to have your goods spoilt and things taken from you. Allow yourself to be taken advantage of. Jesus did. This is the opposite way of the kingdom. Because to have peace in all circumstances, you have to drop control of absolutely everything. Not some things, but everything. Everything over which you would like to hold a tight grip. Because after all, it's mine. I'm going to protect it. Even those nearest and dearest to you. They're not yours. They're only on loan to you. You are stewarding absolutely everything you have. You own nothing. No pockets, as someone said to me once, in a shroud. None at all. You came into the world with nothing, and surely you'll go without, out of it with nothing. So what exactly are you trying to hang on to and control today that is actually wrecking your peace? Let it go. It's not worth the unequal struggle. Let it go and be at peace. Acquaint yourself with him and be at peace.